Well, well, I hope everybody had a great holiday season. Let's talk about how to do it the simple way. You want to be a simpleton? I think that a lot of times in the way that people live and the things that I see out there, and for myself as well, it's like, yo, we are chasing, constantly chasing. And that is beautiful, right? Like, we're getting after it. I want it to be a millionaire. I want it to be a 100,000-year. I want to be a 100 millionaire. I want to be a billionaire, right? Like, you're constantly chasing. Finances is kind of a metric, but you could be chasing all kinds of different things, right? And I think that what I notice, a big problem that I notice with these things is this. The chasing, beautiful. I think that's exactly what you should be doing. That's what keeps you driven at any age. That's what keeps you motivated. It's like, I want to accomplish this with my body. I want to accomplish this with my health. I want to accomplish this financially. And then you get to it. What I'm realizing over all those years of getting to it is like, hey, I actually got some things that I wanted, and I actually got more than what I actually wanted, right? I got more than what I wanted. Now, the only problem is I didn't get it as fast as I thought I was going to get it. I'm going to say that again slowly. I did not get it as fast as I thought I was going to get it. So if you're not a superhero and you're just a regular person and you're out there and you're trying to make it work, you might not get it as fast as you think you're going to get it. So do it the simple way. The simple way says, enjoy your life while you are in the pursuit of what it is that you want. Because, hey, I didn't think I would have gray hairs by the time I became a millionaire, right? I didn't think I would buy these properties that I have, right? The few properties that I bought that are worth over $1 million by the time I would have gray hair. But I did get it. I didn't think the car I have now, right, which was a car that I truly wanted for myself, I didn't think I would get it when I'm 35 or 38 or 39. Do you get what I'm saying? I thought I was going to get it like hour one. Now, if all those years, all I did was stay extremely frustrated with the process itself, basically, I wouldn't enjoy the simple things in life. I would constantly be chasing. I would never spend time with my son or my kid. And those are mistakes you don't want to make on your pursuit to becoming better. Because you might think like, yeah, it's cool, I'm getting after it. But you better be getting after it with everyone, right? The people in your life don't always need you to get after it. They just need your time, right? You don't need a lot of money to spend a lot of time. And I think that's to do it the simple way, is to not get overwhelmed with the chase, right? Because the thing is, once you intend for something to happen, the way that it happens is your manifestation time, right? It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter if Joe Blow came from nothing and he blew past you, or Nancy blew past you, right? They just took off. That doesn't matter. What matters is like your manifestation of time, right? Meaning, I used to manifest certain things in my life to come into my life in like a 10-year time frame. Let's say $100,000. I would for 10 years want to make $100,000. Never made it. And then when we did, we made like five times the amount, right? Then the following years and times, we made 10 times the amount. Then we did it again. So it's the money was out there. My manifestation time became quicker, right? And it's like that with other things. So you got to, first of all, find your manifestation time. And maybe you don't know it yet because you haven't manifested. That means you have no manifest. You have manifestation time. It's really long. That means now you got to realize you have mental work to do. And mental work comes from the stress of not keeping it super, super simple. In the sense that you got to stop comparing yourself. You got to know, hey, nobody can literally walk in your feet. Nobody can get inside your body and be you, right? So that's your job to figure it out. However, you know, if you don't take care of the things that you need to take care of by keeping your life simple, by being grateful for what you actually do have in the pursuit of all that you do want, you might miss out on 10 to 20 years of life because, hey, it didn't happen as fast as you thought it was going to happen. Whatever the thing is, whatever it is that you're going after. So I think the number one thing that you have to consider is, how do you keep it simple, right? To me, it would have been absolutely horrible if I got, you know, let's say I condensed my manifestation time. Now things come to me quicker. But then my son doesn't say, I care about you or I love you, right? Like, that would be a loss to me. So you can always make more money, but life is much simpler than making money, right? And I think with that, it kind of frees you. It actually frees you up mentally to go and make more money. It frees you up emotionally to go and make more money, because now you're keeping it simple in your personal life. You're keeping it simple in your life in general, right? And you have to have acceptance for where you are while you work on your manifestation time. That's it. That's all you have to do. So keeping it simple would be like, hey, even now, I don't have all the things I came for. Are you crazy? Right? Well, all that means is I'm not dead. And it means I get to go after it, right? So you truly have to remember, keep it simple on your way to whatever it is that you want. Because day by day, everybody feels like they're losing. Month by month, everybody feels like they're losing. Maybe not everybody, right? Some of us look like champions. Some of us on social media are looking like fucking champions. And that's cool. But if you're not a champion and you want to be, and you're constantly trying and growing and studying and learning and adjusting your perspectives, if you continue doing that, you will get whatever it is that you want to get. And if you enjoy this, share it, like it. I want to just show you how you could do it as a simpleton, right? A regular person that not as everything falls on your lap as you wish it would, but things do fall on your lap, and that you can turn your luck around, and that you can make your life 1,000 times better, right? And you can contribute more. But just remember, all that chase gets lost in the fact that you have to keep it simple, because you could very much lose yourself in it. Like it, share it. My goal is to help you understand certain things that I believe that I've learned in life. And with that, obviously, I'm in the business of investing in real estate. If you have any great deals, or if you want to buy some properties, I would hope you give me a call and we get it done. Other than that, I'm just sharing my knowledge, and I'm sharing certain things that I learned that I think if I could get myself to think these things earlier on, it probably would have helped. Good luck.